السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ
حضور says that today by the grace of Allah this annual jalsa of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Japan is going to begin and this Friday sermon will inshallah by the grace of Allah will be transmitted, is being transmitted on MTA Live directly from Japan. This is actually the blessings of Allah Almighty which He is causing to descend upon all members of the Jamaat. And this is also the fulfillment of those promises made to the Holy, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And with the rising of sun every day we are seeing the fulfillment of these promises. But we should not be simply happy with this very effect that Allah Almighty is showing us the fulfillment of His divine assistance. This is the action of Allah. And the promises which He made with His servant, He is fulfilling that. But this also these daily blessings that we see descending upon us, they put heavy responsibility on us. Today, Huzur says that each and every Ahmadi have to realize these responsibilities, particularly those of you who are living in this part of the world to whom I am addressing directly. In order to realize your responsibilities, you have to analyze yourself and scrutinize yourself to find out that to what extent you are fulfilling these responsibilities and to what extent after getting into the initiation of the promised Messiah, we have been able to bring about such a revolution which makes us the pure servant of Allah and to what extent to what extent the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which is actually the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have done our job to convey this message to the people of this land. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a very keen desire and wish to spread the message of Islam, Ahmadiyyat, to the people of this country. He wrote that if Allah Almighty wills, then He will create such people who would love to accept Islam. And he also expressed the desire of publishing such literature and books which based on the beautiful aspects of the teachings of Islam. He had the intention of publishing that. And he also mentioned that the Japanese are in search of a good faith. So these are the desires of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam regarding this country and its people. In 1935, Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent the missionaries here according to the means available at that time, and they worked very hard according to the means available, and there were the first Ahmadis converted in those days, and they progressed in their faith and their devotion. Then after that, because of the war, the circumstances changed. Because of the Second World War, some impediments were there, and as a result of the of this war, this country had to suffer a great loss. But after this great loss that they had to suffer, these Japanese, they proved themselves to be a bold nation. And then this nation progressed economically to a high standard. And like the other nations of the world, wherever there is a progress, the materialistic type of material progress, they are more interested in these worldly things. But in spite of that, even today, there is a respect for religion in the hearts of these people. And they have the desire to understand Islam. This has been mentioned to me. Some people who came to meet me, some politicians and others, they said that we don't know about Islam, we would like to know more about it. Anyway, Huzur says that because of the economic development of this country, the Ahmadis who are sitting in front of me at this time, a majority of them, they are from Pakistan. You came to this country and you had the chance to do some jobs here. Some of you have got married to Japanese ladies, and some Pakistani ladies have also got married to some Japanese men here. Most of the Japanese men and women who have become Ahmadi, they themselves and also their children, by mashallah, by the grace of Allah, they have the attachment with the Jamaat, and they have devotion for the Jamaat. And they are firmly established on the covenant that they have taken by the initiation of the Jamaat. Some of them I have talked to. And when I talked to them, they became very emotional. Although these Japanese people are very few, but their children, their progeny, when they will spread, inshallah, then the roots will become more firm here. So Huzur says, as I have been mentioning, that because of the economic development of this country, so you Ahmadis who have come from Pakistan, who had Ahmadiyyat in their families for a very long time, and some of you are from the progeny of the companions of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they should always keep this point in mind, that they have come over here as ambassadors of Islam and representative of Islam. In the beginning there was only a couple of missionaries, But for the last 20-25 years, non-Japanese Ahmadis, their number has started increasing, and now by the grace of Allah, nearly 200 people are here. If each one of them, if he keeps this desire of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that the message of Islam has to be conveyed to the people of this country, so then definitely there are more chances of the spread of Ahmadiyyat here in this country. There are very nice people, very pious people. So therefore every Ahmadi should not depend on this thing that there are missionaries who will be doing this task. Rather, they should themselves put themselves into this field. But before putting yourself into the field of tabligh, they have to analyze and scrutinize themselves that to what degree you are acting upon that teaching which you want to convey. And they should be mindful of their own reformation and correctness. Their relationship with Allah Almighty should be there. They should establish that. They should mold their life according to the teachings of Islam. And those who have got married to Japanese ladies here, they should be paying their rights and the duties towards them. And also, they should be conveying the message of the beautiful teachings of Islam to their relatives, to the relatives of their wives. Your practical example is that thing. That is actually what is going to attract the attention of these people. If you are just indulge in worldly affairs, and that is your objective, and you are always inclined to that one, then how you would be able to call these people to the message of Islam? So these practical examples are, this is what you have to establish. And this change in you can only be brought about with the blessing of Allah. And in order to receive the blessings of Allah, you have to, must supplicate to Allah Almighty and always pray to Him and seek His help. And in order to establish this link and relationship with Allah Almighty, the most important thing that you have to do, and which you should always try to do, is to raise the pay attention to your worships and to raise its levels. And without that, it is impossible to have a relationship with God. These prayers and this safeguarding the institution of prayer is the one which is going to establish this relationship of your relationship and the relationship of your wives and children. This is something which will enable you to convey the beautiful teachings of Islam and Ahmadiyyat and to get the good fruits of this. And this is the thing through which Allah Almighty will fulfill your worldly needs, and He has been helping you. So therefore in your prayers you should be very, very regular, and as anything compared with opposed to that one should be left out. And this is Allah's desire, instruction, that you should give preference to my remembrance over everything else. And this can only be done when you continuously remember the blessings of Allah and be grateful to Him. And when you will become grateful, then it will be understood that then your prayers, your worship, they are purely to get the favors and blessings of Allah. Regarding the worship of Allah Almighty, Allah says, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa allana fa'budni waqim as-salata li zikri. Surely I am Allah, and there is none worthy of worship except me. Therefore you worship me, and for my remembrance you establish the prayer. So this instruction and this commandment is extremely important. And Allah Almighty, for those people who worship Him, it has established that they must be offering their prayers regularly, and offering the prayer with all the conditions which are attached to it. And this is the commandment. And this teaching has been given to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through establishing this noble tradition. that the prayer should be offered in congregation, and you should offer due to love of Allah Almighty. These are the things, Huzoor says, which will be responsible to bring all the blessings of this world and the hereafter. Don't consider that your life, which is very busy here, in order to go along with that, there is no way but to change the timing of the prayer and to adjust them. Allah Almighty says that I am Allah, the one who is only worthy to be worshipped. So you should always give me preference, and remember that I am the one who is to be worshipped. These worldly engagements and commitments and things, and these worldly things, these are not your objects of worship. This is because of me that you are getting all these things. Because I am Rabb, I am the provider, I am the one who has given all these things. Rabbu samawati wal arzi wa ma bainahunna. Allah Almighty says that I am the Lord of the heavens and the earth and everything which is in between, so you worship me and you firmly be established on this worship of Allah. So therefore remember that Allah Almighty is Rabb and the provider of all these things. He is the one who has given you all these things. He is the proprietor of everything. And Allah Almighty says in another place that as He provides for other things, so He provides for you. So don't think that you getting all these things with your effort, with your power. If Allah so wills that all your prosperous jobs may be without any blessings, and Allah Almighty Allah Almighty will continue to provide you just as He provides to other insects and worms. There are hundreds, thousands of people like this who become bankrupt. If their only ability and intellect was behind it, then why these people are becoming bankrupt? So always one should seek the fazl, the blessings of Allah Almighty. This is the job of an Ahmadi, that with the steadfastness he should continue asking the blessings of Allah through worship, and should be acting upon all the commandments of Allah. And for ibadat, for worship, as I mentioned earlier on, Huzoor says that in order to remember me, you establish the institution of prayer. Therefore, this is the responsibility of every Ahmadi to safeguard their prayers, and this is for our own benefit. Allah Almighty does not He is not in need of our worship. As He has mentioned, "Kul ma yaba bikum Rabbi laula du'aukum," that you tell them that my Lord is not mindful of you if you do not come to Him with your prayers. And if this is your prayer and repentance, which is for your own benefit, if you don't do it, then Allah Almighty will not care for you. Therefore, every Ahmadi must pay full attention to this thing. Otherwise, for after becoming Ahmadis, if somebody is unmindful of prayers and he is not taking care of the prayers and worship, then he will not be able to become the recipient of the blessings promised by the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has prayed quite a lot for the participants of Jalsa. If you want to partake from those prayers and you want to receive those blessings and prayers, that you have to make progress in spirituality, in religious matters. After becoming Ahmadi, when we are talking of meeting with the people before us, joining with them in their rank, then we must also establish similar type of examples as was established by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one tradition it is mentioned that Sahaba, apart from their prayers, they used to consider that if we if we leave prayer for any worldly thing, that was tantamount to a disbelief. So this high standard should be achieved by all. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam says that the main purpose of the creation of human being is worship. But if he makes himself not worthy of this, and because of the other things, the nature which has been created for worship, if he destroys that nature by becoming more busy in worldly affairs and not paying attention to the worship of Allah Almighty, and other things get more preference in his sight, So if because of these priorities he is not paying full attention, then Allah Almighty does not care about him. And this is what has been mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran. Huzur says that I mentioned some time ago that I saw myself in a jungle. From east to west there is a pit or a drain of water, and there are sheep which are made to lie by their side, and there is a person, a butcher, who is appointed on each sheep and having a knife in his hand, and he is looking towards heaven. I'm just nearby, and when I saw this, I thought that they are simply waiting for the command from God, and then I recited this verse, "Kul ma yabau bikum rabbi." The moment these butchers listened to this, they immediately started using their knife. And they said to these sheep that, "What are you? You are just living on filth." So this is to say that Allah Almighty cares for that person who is pious, and Allah Almighty protects him. And the one who does not care for that, Allah Almighty also not cares for him and puts him into hell. Therefore, it is imperative for everyone that one should deliver oneself from the bondage of Satan. The Satan is always there to mislead the people and to make him unmindful of responsibilities. So this is a great warning. And the more people becomes busy in worldly pursuits and matters, he generally becomes unmindful of the worship of Allah, except for those people who have got special blessing of Allah. Therefore, every time, each moment, every Ahmadi should try to get this blessing of Allah Almighty. That should be his main concern. And for that purpose, the greatest method is the prayer, which is offered with sincerity and devotion. Therefore, pay special attention to your worship and safeguard your prayers, and so that Allah Almighty should also look after you and your progeny. In one tradition it is mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that leaving the prayer is like entrusting oneself to disbelief, as it is mentioned that the companions, they used to consider leaving the prayer like a disbelief. So this thing they have learned from the training they got from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They understood the importance of offering the prayers. Therefore, in this case as well, there is a warning by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that ignoring the prayer is not only going to disbelieve, but such a person is actually step by step progressing towards establishing partners with Allah. The more we pay attention to worldly matters and we will not pay attention to the prayers, the attitude of the towards prayer will go on increasing, and the result would be that that person will be brought among the ranks of those people who set up partners with Allah Almighty. Also, we should remind our children about the prayer, and people are always told about it, but they actually don't pay attention to this one. This is the responsibility of both father and mother, that they should continuously remind their children about the prayer. They should not only offer the obligatory prayer, but actually the love of Allah should be instilled in their hearts, so that they should understand that when we pray, that is actually for our own benefit. And this relationship with Allah Almighty is the one which is going to be to secure for us the life in the hereafter. and our life will be secure. And unless and until the parents are not having this relationship, you won't be able to do it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed that a child of 7 years should be instructed to pray, and he should be advised to be regular in prayer. And when they come of 10 years, then they become 10 years old, then it is a must. And at that age, he has mentioned that the children should not be allowed to sleep together. And in that case, at that age, you should also be very firm and admonish them strongly. And you cannot do so if your own actions are not if your own actions are not exemplary to your children. The prayers should be offered for the sake of Allah and not for the worldly gains. And when you are offering the prayer in such a way, then while these prayers will enable you to get nearest to Allah Almighty, to you and to your children, but they will also improve the condition of your life here and in the hereafter. And along with that, at that very time, this will bring about a good change in your atmosphere and society. Your hate and rancor in your hearts will go away, and you will be able to raise the standard of the community in society. And you will also be able to improve the quality of your atmosphere. And you will be able to convey the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat among those Japanese in which you got married. And you will be able to set up a good impact on these people. And in order to get nearness to Allah Almighty, and in order to purify yourself and for the welfare of your children, along with the prayers, the instruction is to give the monetary contributions. Allah Almighty says that you spend out of your earnings. This will be very good for your own selves. And in so many ways Allah Almighty has mentioned this subject of monetary sacrifices, financial sacrifices. And especially in this age and time when the needs of all human beings have increased, there are so many new inventions and the priorities are changing and the desires are also increasing. So in these circumstances, Hazur says, the financial sacrifices are utmost important. And along in this age of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a special significance of the financial sacrifices. This is the means to purify yourselves. Therefore, you should also pay attention to this obligation. These are going to secure the life of yourself and your progeny and your betterment. And in so many ways Allah Almighty has mentioned these things. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also reminded us about this responsibility in various places. Once a questioner came to him and he asked that, O Prophet, please tell me something which I do and it can take me from to heaven and spare me from the hell. He replied that worship Allah Almighty, don't set up any partner with him. And then secondly he said that you offer the prayer and pay zakat. And also establish the relationship between your relatives. Be kind to them. Regarding worship and prayer, I have mentioned some detail. And after that, the commandment of zakat is there. And this zakat and charity for the sake of Allah is a financial sacrifice. So therefore those people who are under this obligation, according to the rates, they must pay this zakat. And those, as Allah, the promised Messiah, in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was customary that the companions, whenever they were asked for contributions, the companions used to contribute according to their ability and means, and they were very advanced in their sacrifices. So in this age as well, according to this example, when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked the people who joined his community, when he made it compulsory that they should be paying contributions and making financial sacrifices, and after him the caliphs also give it a proper shape and form. So therefore, each and every Ahmadi must always remember that the financial sacrifices are for his own benefit. Allah Almighty says, "Anfiqu fi sabilillahi wa la tulqu bi aydikum ila at-tahluka." And this means that in the way of Allah, you spend yourself and your money and your wealth, and don't put yourself to destruction. So according to this, in this age, as I mentioned, these are the priorities are changing. The sacrifice of oneself and monetary sacrifices, they are of utmost importance. After you have come over here, when Allah Almighty has given you a lot of betterment and affluence, as a sign, as a token of its your gratefulness, you should evaluate your monetary financial sacrifices. Are you making your contributions according to the prescribed rate established by the Jamaat? This contribution will only be purifying yourself when you will be offering these sacrifices with the spirit of sacrifice, with the utmost sincerity and devotion. And in this hadith, the means for taking a person to paradise is the contribution which is given for the sake of Allah, in order to please Allah Almighty. If people are not declaring their income and then paying on that, then this is like trying to deceive Allah Almighty. And remember, nobody can ever deceive Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty knows everything which is deep down in your heart. If because of your difficulty in circumstances you can't pay according to the prescribed rate, then you should be honest and straightforward and just apply that these are my circumstances, because of some difficulty I cannot pay according to the rate. And for that I have announced repeatedly that whosoever is going to write to me without any investigation, this he will be given the permission to pay at a lesser rate. But to say that, but to pay contribution saying that this is only my income, this is the only thing I have, then the one sin will be that he is paying less. A greater sin of that is that they are telling a lie. And this telling a lie is something tantamount to setting up partners with Allah Almighty. So therefore, the prayers and other good things which you do, they will be of your benefit if they are done for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Almighty and acting upon all the commandments of Allah Almighty. And these are the things which are going to give you all the blessings of this life and the life to come. And because of these changes in yourself, you will also get more opportunities in the field of tabligh. And you will be able to get better results and fruits of these your efforts in this field. So therefore, this responsibility, consider it as a command of Allah. And along with your worships, along with your financial sacrifices, raise the standard of these. These are the things which are going to bring about pious changes in you, and as a result of that, your personal examples and standards will high, and these examples are such which are going to be extremely beneficial in the field of tabligh. May Allah enable each and every Ahmadi to attain these high standards. And this hadith which I read out, one of the advice is that you should always be kind to your relatives. Those people who are related to you, you should be dealing with them with kindness and affection. This the relatives of the wife, they all come into this category, and they should be included in this one. And one should always be very kind to them, always treat them nicely, and in this respect as well, they should always look take care of the sentiments of other people, especially those who have got married here. They should give special attention to this point, and especially take care of this point. As I mentioned, they should take care of the sentiments of other people, And if through your practical example, then the opportunities of tabligh will widen and also increase in your mutual love and affection, and also you will be able to train your future progenies. So therefore, as I mentioned in the very beginning of the sermon, that in order to convey the message of Islam in every respect, you will have to bring about a pious change in yourself and reform yourself. And each one of you should try to establish this change in yourself. And inshallah, if you work hard and you try your best, then by the grace of Allah, the result will be very good. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one of his writing that unless you have the pious intention and sincerity, then there is no result. And if you say something and there is without any devotion or sincerity, then it is not of much benefit, and that does not create purity in the hearts of people. A person must purify one's own heart first, and then one should pay attention to others. Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum, that O believers, first you take care of your own selves and be mindful of that. If you want to make yourself useful for other people, then you have to do like this. It should not be that these are the words spoken by you, but practically there should be some impact of that in your life. The example of such a person would be something like this, that a person who is sitting in complete darkness, if this person also takes darkness to that person, so what will be the result? Either he will stumble over. Rather, this person should take a light with him to give light to other people. So these are the expectations of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam from all of us, that those people who are sitting in darkness, we should give them the light. Not that we should also be adding to their darkness and stumble over there and fall down. And how to get this light? All these things can be achieved through advancing in spirituality. And for that purpose, one has to submit to Allah Almighty and to follow His commandments. Therefore, everyone should pay very serious attention to this matter. And they should bring about changes in themselves, pious changes. And with that, the message of Islam, the Ahmadiyyat, the pure Islam, they should try to spread this message to each and every home around them. May Allah enable all the people in the true sense of the term to follow the commands of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also follow the advice of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, so that each one of us, Huzur says, should become a recipient of the prayers which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has prayed for his followers. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that I pray very hard that all of my jamaat should be among those people who have the fear of Allah, and they firmly establish the institution of prayer. They get up during the night and fall down and cry before Allah Almighty, and they do not waste the obligations of Allah. And they are not neither miser, and they are not unmindful of their sacrifices. They are not like the worms, the worldly worms who are. He says that I expect that these prayers of mine are going to be accepted by Allah, and Allah Almighty will show me that I am leaving behind such people who are like that. May Allah make it this way, that all of us are become the recipient of these blessings of Allah, and the prayers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam are fulfilled. And if there are some weaknesses, then by supplicating to Allah Almighty enable us to remove these weaknesses and shortcomings. And these 2 days when you are getting together here, during these 2 days specially seek the help of Allah Almighty, so that Allah Almighty may enable us to purify ourselves, and also along with that enable us to convey the message of Islam in this part of the world. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, 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 nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
نماز جمعة
حضور says that after Jummah and Asr prayer I will be in leading the janaza prayer in the absentia of two people. One of them is a few days ago an Ahmadi doctor in Sangad in Pakistan, Mujibur Rahman Pasha Sahib. He was standing outside his clinic. Some people came and they shot at him and killed him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. These people came on motorbikes. And after the shooting, they ran away. He was taken to hospital, but he could not survive. So one is his namaz-e-janaza in absentia. He was a very soft person and taking full part in monetary contributions. The second one is, which I could not read earlier on because of the journey. A few months back, my auntie, the wife of Dr. Mirza Munawwar Ahmad Sahib, she passed away. She was daughter of Nawab Muhammad Ali Khan Sahib and Nawab Mubarak Begum Sahiba. She had the opportunity of serving the Lajna in various capacity. He was very good in meeting people, and Allah Almighty have mercy on them. So this namaz-e-janaza will be offered after the prayer.
Ibadallahi rahimakumullah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر